Welcome to our Tuesday night. Sorry about that. I got a frog in my throat. Welcome to our Tuesday night Purium Health Products Fast Start Training Program. My name is David Sandel, and I'm excited to have everybody with us this evening. You know that we have a 1-2 punch for you, the Tuesday night call, where we are going to train you, and the Thursday night call, where we're going to apply that knowledge with our very first ever recruiting call that's taking place this Thursday. So without further ado, I want to bring David Litt on to the call. As you know, he's one of the most sought-after and effective trainers and recruiters in network marketing. He has joined forces with Purium Health Products, and we are looking very much forward to this Thursday. David, how are you tonight?
I'm doing super fantastic, and thanks for the kind introduction, and thanks to each and every one of you who dialed in and invested your most valuable asset, which is your time, and I appreciate that so much. And you know, I've been in and around network marketing for 20 plus years now, and I like to say that you know, the trainings that I do, the information that I share, comes from the people that I've met at all levels of the network marketing spectrum, from people who earn six figures a month to people who never recruited anybody. And you learn just as much from somebody who is a superstar as you do from somebody that is struggling to understand the business model. So you can always learn what to do right and what to do wrong if you got your eyes and ears open. And so what I've done is compile a list. I call it the 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. And irrefutable is a pretty fancy term, but it comes directly from a guy named John Maxwell. John wrote a book called The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, a fantastic, well-known, one of the top leadership books of all time. So I borrowed that word, irrefutable, because I never would have thought of it myself. But irrefutable just means something that can't be denied, that's always true. And so there are 10 irrefutable laws of network marketing. If you follow these laws, you will be successful. And if you don't follow some of the laws, then you're going to do that at your own risk. And so we're going to go through these. There are 10 of them. Call's going to be about 25 minutes. We're going to take just a couple minutes on each of them. If you've got a pen and paper, get it out. You can take some notes and start to grade yourself on how well you either do or recognize or understand you know, these different laws, and it'll show you, you know, where to focus on, what you should be proud of and excited about that you're doing well. And Dave, is there a way to mute this line a little bit better?
I think you got it.
Perfect. Law number one, which is the business model, the irrefutable law number one is it's all about duplication. It's all about duplication. It's all about leverage. It's all about compounding. And if you heard the Quick Start training, you understand that this is, although it's a direct selling business, it is not a linear business model, meaning you're not trading hours for dollars, that you're going to get the benefit of leverage, the benefit of compounding. And the example that I used a couple of times for the last few weeks is that if you double a penny every day for 30 days, you will have more than $1 million. But after 5 days, you have less than a dollar, and after 10 days, you only have about $10. And so the first law is making sure that you allow leverage and compounding to work to your benefit. If you consistently do things over and over and over for days, weeks, months, and sometimes for years, good things will happen. So if you stay long enough to have leverage work for you, it's mostly about showing up. And so, you know, that's the challenge that most people have. When you talk to somebody who says, I haven't had success in network marketing, it's because they haven't done something consistently enough, long enough. And, you know, college takes 4 years or 6 years or 8 years, depending on what kind of college you go to, or even 2 years. You know, it takes a while to get a degree. It takes a while to have a business, a conventional business, turn profitable. And even though this is a very low-cost business to start, it is a business that to earn significant income is going to take a little while. So the first law is it's all about duplication, leverage, compounding, and understanding and being patient to let that work for you. Now, the second law is to be worthy of duplication. So if this is a business of duplication, then you yourself need to be worthy of duplication. And we've created five commitments. It's part of our Getting Started training. And those five commitments will help you to keep on track to say whether or not you are worthy of duplication. The first one is to act with integrity. The second is to treat it like a business, not like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it'll make you money. If you treat it like a hobby, it's going to cost you money. The third is to invite people on a consistent and regular basis. The fourth is to follow the system and encourage others to do the same. And the fifth, which almost goes back to that first law, is, you know, I will be here 1 year from now. I have a no-turn-back commitment to my own personal success. So an easy way to double-check to see whether you are worthy of duplication is to ask yourself this question. If everyone in my group did what I did today, if everyone in my group did what I did this week, if everyone in my group did what I did this month, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? And so, you know, if you're saying, well, you know, I don't have anybody in my group, or I only have two people, or I only have seven people, so it doesn't matter that much, that is the issue, is that you need to look and think and feel and act like you've got a huge business. No matter how many people you have in your business, if you look, feel, and act like you've got a big business, if you're acting as though you have tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people waiting on you, following you, listening to you, doing what you do, then it'll happen. It'll happen for you. And you may not have hundreds of thousands. You may not have tens of thousands, but you might have thousands or hundreds, and that will certainly build you a nice business. So law number two is to be worthy of duplication, to constantly be asking yourself, if everyone in my group did what I did today, would that be a good day? The third law is the law of attraction, which is go out and find other people who you think would be worthy of duplication. So you're looking for people with the type of attitude that you want to be around, the type of values that you want to be around. You know, you want to make it look fun and easy, and you want to find other people who are attracted to that. The law of attraction says that you will attract people like you. Now, one of the things that people oftentimes do is they tend to recruit down. And what that means is that, you know, if on a scale of 1 to 10, you're a 9 as far as your business experience, your contacts, your enthusiasm for nutrition, you know, how you look and feel and whatever, it's easier to recruit somebody who's a 6 or a 7 or a 5, somebody who looks up to you, somebody who they respect you. And so the challenge is then if you start to enroll 5s and 6s and 7s, well, then they're going to go enroll 2s and 3s and 4s. And so if you're a 9, you're better off trying to enroll other 9s or 10s. You're trying to find somebody who you totally respect, somebody that you are enthusiastic about to have on your team to help you earn your additional income. And so, you know, if you're having a hard time with that fear factor, with that enthusiasm, you know, it really boils back down to belief in yourself and belief in the opportunity and you know, maybe read some books, motivation books or whatever, so that you can attract better people, because you're not going to have a great – I knew somebody, Coach Dale Brown, who was the coach for Shaquille O'Neal at LSU, and his mentor was John Wooden, arguably the greatest coach of any sport at any time. And John Wooden said, hey, you know, as good a coach as I am, it all starts with having a great team. So as good a leader as you are, unless you have good people to lead, unless you attract great people with the law of attraction, you're never going to have a very successful business, because you're going to be doing it all yourself. The fourth law is the law of opportunity, which is to be at the right place at the right time and to fall in love with the story that we have here at Purium, that you believe in the big idea, that you believe in the sound bites, and if you're not 100% sure about that, then join us Thursday night. You know, the main purpose of the Thursday night call is a business opportunity presentation, and it's for prospects. It's for people who want to learn more about the business, and it's your opportunity, if you're not great at sharing the story, to put somebody on who can hear the information presented in an organized manner. But especially for the first few weeks, it'd be great for all of you to listen in on the Thursday night call so that your belief level increases and so that you believe you're at the right place at the right time, because the more you believe, the easier it is to instill belief in others. So law number four is be at the right place at the right time, fall in love with the story that you have, and no matter what it is, it doesn't matter what product you're selling, it doesn't matter what product you're representing or sharing, if you believe in it, it's just much easier. It's human nature that your enthusiasm will help others feel the same. So that's the fourth law. The fifth law is to be a tour guide. Follow the system, follow the process, follow that pipeline system that we talked about over the last few weeks. So we get paid to promote. That's how it works. You get paid to promote this opportunity, promote this product, invitation, presentation, enroll, and duplicate. You know, let the tools do the work for you. Let the Thursday night call do the presentation for you. Let the PHP order website do the presentation for you. Let the sizzle call do the presentation for you. Let the samples do some of the work for you. This way, you can go out and talk to more people. You know hundreds and hundreds of people in your email list and your cell phone list and your business cards, and it's just a matter of having some fun, being a tour guide, and this is the way we do it here. You know, this is the method that we use, and if somebody sees that you're having fun, that it's really easy, they get to try a sample, they get to hear from the owner. You know, Dave Sandoval talk about the potential of the market. If they get to hear a professional presentation, people are going to say, wow, that seems relatively easy. I could do that. If they see you trying to memorize nutrition information, facts and figures, and sending them all kinds of expensive things and whatever, they may be impressed, but they're going to say, there's no way I'm going to do that. I don't have time for that. I don't have the money for that. So be a tour guide, follow the system, follow the pipeline process, and make it look fun and easy. The sixth law is help others do the same. It's the law of reciprocity. Help other people get started right. When you enroll a new person, that is the beginning, not the end. There's so many people who get so excited that they enroll a new person that they feel like, I'm done. I did my job. That's great. I got a new person. Yeehaw, make a little bit of money. This is exciting. And the reality is the value in that person is the hundreds of people they know. That's the value of that person. The value of that person is the database they have. And database is just a fancy word for the email list and the cell phone list that they have. So if you can tap into that, if you can leverage that, if you can help people get started right, if you use the training, the getting started training, basically the teacher, which is you, is paid in direct proportion to the success of your students. It's one of the things I love about this industry is the teacher is paid in direct proportion to the success of the students. So if you're saying to yourself, gosh, I've enrolled a lot of people and nobody's doing anything, well, then you need to circle back to yourself and say, hey, have I made it simple enough? Have I made it fun enough? Do they have a prospect list? Do they know what to say, where to go, how to hand out samples? You know, where are they in the process and how can I support them? Because the only way I'm going to be successful is the law of reciprocity, which is to help others do the same. So you're helping somebody start a business, and more often than not, it's not about the money. It's not about the time. It's about the fear factor, the respect, the ego, the chance and risk that they're taking by going and starting a business and telling other people about it. And that's the thing that's going to hold them up. And if you can make somebody feel comfortable and supported and believe in the products and believe in themselves and believe in you, then, yeah, they're going to go ahead and they're going to take that risk. And oftentimes people will spend the money and not really have made the decision. And so you want to help people after they've spent the money to feel good about the decision and to go and follow that pipeline process. The seventh law is the law of leadership. It's the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. This is a business of doing. So don't ask others to do what you're unwilling to do. Don't ask somebody to make a list unless you got a list. Don't ask them to make the list a certain way, quantity first, quality second, unless you've done it. You know, you should be able to show somebody when you sit down at that Starbucks coffee shop, when you sit down at their place of business, when you sit down in your home and you're talking about getting started in your PHP business you should have a notebook or however you work file and say, hey, here's my list. This is what it looks like. This is what yours should look like. And in the next 48 hours, I'd like you to put that together. You know, or when can you have this put together? So don't ask others to do what you're unwilling to do. And you want to focus on your activities. You know, focus on the activities first, the outcome second. If you're out there doing, talking, handing out samples, having fun, promoting, getting people on the conference calls, all that sort of stuff, well, guess what? That's what other people are going to do as well. And so you lead by example, and that is the law of leadership. Now, the eighth law is the law of management. The law of management says that you're going to measure and adjust when necessary. You're going to set some SMART goals and set a game plan and measure your progress, try some new things, stop doing things that don't work. And so I hope as you're going along, you're going to say to yourself, gosh, you know, I'm a pretty good leader, but I don't do a very good job of managing. Or, gosh, I spend a lot of time managing, but I don't do a lot of time being a good tour guide. Or, you know, I make things too complicated. Or so these are things that, you know, if you could create the perfect distributor, if you could, you know, follow the best practices of the best people, this is what they would do. So I'm sharing this list with you not to overwhelm you, not to say that you need to be perfect at everything, but rather to say, hey, this is what the goals are for each of these things, and so that you can measure up and look and say, wow, I'm great at this, or, you know, this is something I really haven't thought about. I don't have any goals for this. I don't have any game plan for my business. I haven't looked at the compensation plan. I have no idea how I get paid. I'm not measuring my progress. I'm not, you know, I guess I'm just kind of talking to people, and I'm not really sure how that's working. So, you know, every day is the first, you know, is a new day, and it's the opportunity for it to be your best day, and you're just going to get a little better every time. So that law number eight, the law of management, measuring and adjusting, knowing what you're doing, setting SMART goals, creating a game plan, tying things to the compensation plan, doing things that work, stop doing things that don't. Law number nine is the law of celebration, which is, you know, being excited about the successes that you're having, and maybe more importantly, being excited about the successes that other people are having. And they could be activity-based. Hey, you know, you enroll a new person, you ask them to create a list, they say, yeah, I'll create it by Saturday. You talk to them on Saturday, and they say, hey, I've got my list. Definitely worthy of celebration. I mean, that's fantastic. Not everyone does that. In fact, most people don't. So when you find somebody who follows your direction, you know, treat them like gold and celebrate them. So, you know, whether it's, you know, handing out your first sample, whether it's enrolling your first person, whether it's having your first person duplicate and enrolling somebody else, whether it's enrolling your first three people and getting to break even, you know, whether it's your first $100 check, your first $1,000 check, you know, or all those things for somebody else, no matter what it is, you know, find a reason to feel good about it. I mean, people are looking for additional income. People are looking for additional recognition. People are looking for a place to feel good. People are looking for a place to belong that they feel resonates with who they are. They're not looking for a job. They're not looking for somebody to beat them up, and they're definitely not looking for somebody to tell them what to do that's not doing the same thing themselves. They're looking to be inspired. They're looking to follow somebody who is doing great things and saying great things and being a great person. And so celebrate that success and let people know that they're appreciated. And the last law is the law of self-improvement. It's sharpening your saw. The Japanese have a word for it, kaizen, which means continuous improvement. Constantly improve your knowledge about the industry. Constantly improve your knowledge about the company. Constantly improve your own personal knowledge about time management. Improve your skills about writing. Motivate yourself. You know, read, listen to audios from you know, people who have been successful. You know, so sharpen the saw, you know, understand nutrition and what's going on. Understand the harm of fast food and, you know what your enemy is. Know what your competition is. All those things, you know, get you engaged in the business, and suddenly you'll see opportunities. You'll be able to find people to talk to or direct people to websites and add value to other people's lives. So, you know, I believe that ultimately being a great networker is as important or more important or a predecessor to being a great network marketer. Now, I had that experience this morning. I have somebody that I work in a shared office space. So I work outside my home. I've got my own office. We've got a shared, you know, administrative assistant. And there's probably about 45 or 50 people that work on the floor where I work. And one of the people is actually a nutrition. He's a workout guy, personal trainer, has his own business that he does. And so we started talking, and you know, we talk, oh, probably maybe three times a week or so. And, you know, recently I've been giving him lots of ideas. And you know, I ask him questions about his business, share some things, and just, you know, genuinely want to help him. And sure enough, today, you know, he asked me my opinion on something. He thought I was, you know, had a good idea. And he said, gosh, you know, I need to learn more about your consulting business and how you come up with these ideas and what you charge, and maybe I could pay you a retainer. And so suddenly, you know, I never, you know, mentioned, you know, that I wanted him as a client. I just added enough value in his life. I just, you know, directed him to enough websites and interesting ideas. I mentioned some people that, you know, might be interested in talking with him, or he might be interested in talking to. And, you know, genuinely wanted to help him. And I like working with entrepreneurs. I like working with people who want to help themselves, who want to help others, that are motivated and want to change the world for the good. And this guy is definitely a clean-cut, you know, father of a young family. He's a good guy, and he's a hard worker. And, you know, and so it's probably going to turn into a business relationship. And ultimately, it may mean some money for me, but you know, it started with good intentions. It started with being a networker, and then it became being a network marketer. So let me go through those laws one more time, and then we'll wrap up the call. And, you know, there are 10 laws, the irrefutable laws of network marketing, and if you follow them, you have a much better chance of succeeding. The first is law of duplication. It's all about duplication, leverage, and compounding. The second law is be worthy of duplication. The third law is the law of attraction, finding great people. The fourth law is be at the right time, place at the right time, fall in love with your story. The fifth law is be a tour guide, follow the system. Sixth law is help others do the same. That's the law of reciprocity. The seventh law is the law of leadership, speed of the leader, speed of the pack. The eighth law is the law of management, measure and adjust, set smart goals and have a game plan. The ninth law is the law of celebration and celebrating success. And the tenth is sharpening the saw, the law of self-improvement, and constantly getting better in every way. So I hope that makes you a better networker, a better business person, and maybe there's some ideas there that you can take away and focus on and say, hey, I'm really proud of myself. I'm a 10 out of 10 on the law of attraction. I'm a 10 out of 10 on the law of duplication. I'm going to be here forever. I'm going to make this business work. I'm super excited. You know, I'm a 2 out of 10 on the law of celebration. You know, gosh, I just enrolled 3 people in the last 2 months, and I don't think I ever really sent them a thank you note or thanked them or in any way made them feel appreciated. So, you know, those are things that you can start to kind of go back, look at it as a checklist, and you know, every Tuesday we'll dive in, you know, on a certain idea, a certain concept, and even get a little deeper on you know, how you can improve yourself. And, you know, be a better business person first and foremost, be a better network marketer, be a better networker, and be a better network marketer. So as Dave said, every Thursday night now we're going to be doing business opportunity presentations, at least for the first several weeks. I'm going to be doing those presentations. Really excited about the Purium opportunity, and I can't help it, but when I'm excited, I talk fast, so I hope you all understood what I said, and hopeful that you and your prospects and guests will understand what I say on Thursday as I share the first round of you know, what it means to join the Purium business and why that's a good idea. So please join us Thursday night, same time, same number, 48 hours from now, and invite some guests. You know, let them know that we've got a great business, and they need to hear it firsthand, and we'll keep it to 25 minutes or thereabouts, and send you on your way. So especially those of you on the East Coast, thanks so much for staying up late with us. And Dave, thanks for having me as part of the team. I'm really excited about what we got going on, and well, the big surprise is happening going on. here over the
Yeah, we're excited
months.
To have you as well, and I want to remind everybody that it is pretty simple mathematics. If you get people on the call this Thursday, we are going to, you know, we could bring you, you know, some success because we're going to help you to close some deals. And with our business building special, with each person you bring in, they're going to place a minimum $100 order, probably closer to a $200 order, which means you're making somewhere between $43 and $86 times the number of people that you bring on the call. This is, it's the time. You need to bring people on each and every Thursday, so make your list and follow these rules, and you definitely will succeed. Dave, thanks for another amazing call. Thanks to all the people who are with us tonight. I'm looking forward to Thursday. Everybody, have an awesome evening.
Thanks so much. Bye now.